Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I am your friend, Lisa Anderson, sitting here guiding discussion on many different topics as we do each week. And this week is no exception. Later on, we have our friend Candace Waters back to answer the question, how can I stop liking this guy who doesn't like me back? No, I did not submit that question, though I could have. No, not at this stage of my life. Oh, maybe not. Okay, whatever. Then for our culture segment, we have Michelle Singletary, who is one of our featured and most amazing and awesome speakers for Pursuit 2015. She is going to be here for a chat about her book, The 21-Day Financial Fast. Now, I know you don't want to do that, but give her a chance to explain why this is very valuable to you, because you will be amazed. So Michelle Singletary, coming up. In light of just talking about random things that are out there and things maybe we should, I don't know if we should be fasting from this or what, we're actually going to have a conversation here about dating apps. I had to admit to our panel, I'm a little ignorant of apps because I'm still recovering from my experience in the traditional online dating world. And so, but we're very pleased to have Justin and Dakota and Andrew here to talk about this. Hey guys.
Hey.
I will say, because we're talking about apps, our panel seems to be trending a little younger this week. So I don't know if that's indicative of just the general scene. But what are y'all, 20 somethings? All of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, which just begs the question, why in the world do 20-somethings feel that you need to be using dating apps? I mean, I think of 20-somethings as, oh, you've got all the time in the world, and there's just so many people out there to meet, and you probably just graduated from college, and whatever. I mean, it's like people that like me that are trying to ferret people out of their holes, you know, who are somewhat sensible. But where do you think, like, this phenomenon has come from? What was your first experience with it? How did it come on your radar? Just friends or the world about you or what?
I think, yeah, the world about you is kind of a good way to say it. I mean, the question that you ask of why do 20-somethings need to be on dating apps? Mm-hmm. I think that the reason that there's dating apps and kind of the ones that we'll probably talk about today are a little bit more casual is more like maybe 20-somethings just want to be on dating apps and it's not really a need. Whereas I think that the bigger ones like eHarmony or Match or dating sites, I think that, at least from my experience, I look at that as like, okay, this is pretty serious. Like, if I'm going to join eHarmony, I'm like telling the world that I am ready to be married.
Yeah.
Whereas the dating apps, it can be a little bit more casual and I can kind of take it or leave it.
Okay. It's easier to swipe your thumb left or right than to sit and fill out a 300 question profile.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of a different buy-in, I guess, to that. Mm-hmm. So let's start, let's just set the stage here and let's talk about when we're talking about dating apps, what actually are we talking about? Because I don't want to assume that everyone listening knows that we're all on the same page. So Tinder being a big one.
Yeah, I think Tinder is probably one of the most popular. That's the only one actually that I got started on. I mean, I joined a couple like free traditional dating websites as well. But as far as just like a quick, you know, casual dating app, it was definitely Tinder. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. It's just so easy. You just get on there. It'll tell you how close somebody is. You determine whether or not she or he looks good enough for your desires or your
scandalous by this. Okay, so you said, Justin, that you have actually used this. Walk us through the process of you actually using the Tinder app. Like, who was this girl? What direction did you swipe? And did anything pan out of this at any time?
That's the thing. There's a lot of girls, countless girls, you know?
Yeah.
You get on there and you try to make your bio, which is only so many characters. You don't want to, you know, because you don't want to read a lot. You just want to look at them. But
they don't want you to reveal a lot about yourself.
Really super
fake. Yeah. Awesome. So you just type in and you make it sound cool. You know, it's kind of like a game. And you're just looking at this phone with all these different pictures. And if she looks good enough, you swipe right. If she's meh, you swipe left. And I mean, it's as easy as that.
Okay.
I think what he said about it being a game is it really does feel like a game. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, maybe if I swipe that I like them, they'll like me back. And it's just, you kind of forget that they're people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Okay. So if they don't, do you eventually kind of get desensitized to this, or do you just burst into tears, or Justin, did you burst into tears ever?
It's completely anonymous.
Only once.
I mean, be honest, if you're going to admit that you cried once.
Okay, twice.
But I mean, I think that's the thing with Tinder, at least, is it's totally anonymous. So you don't know if somebody has swiped you left or right unless they have also swiped you right, then it will open like, it'll open that. So, and because you're constantly swiping left and right, and after you have sent somebody one direction, you never will see their picture again unless it's a match. So you get to the point where it's like you do not even remember who you've swiped left or right to know if they have rejected or accepted you. So it makes it, it's kind of like this safe rejection thing. Like it makes it, there's just a lot.
Well, unless you get to the point where no one has accepted you, so you only have three people left when you open up.
At that point, that would be, that would be sad.
I've swiped like, right, 100 times and I have no matches yet. What is wrong with me?
At that point, somebody's going on Google Images and they're changing their profile.
Yeah. And there's a self-confidence.
Very sad. Okay, so before we walk through some of the particulars of this, let's talk what other ones are out there. What's kind of new and happening, or ones that you know of or have heard of?
There's one called Coffee Meets Bagel. Okay. That is actually a lot of fun. I will admit to having it on my phone. And you get one match per day.
Okay.
And you get to see a little bit more than Tinder, but you don't see any names or anything like that unless you both hit like on each other.
Okay.
And it's totally free, and that's why.
And I have how are you matched phone. On that? It's a similar thing? Where
I think it's through Facebook profiles. Oh, and I think you answer maybe 3 questions, and you just try to impress people in 3 questions or less.
Okay. Okay, interesting. So let's talk, I mean, I kind of kicked it off by asking why 20-somethings are using these, but I would like to know, I mean, is this more about, like, say you're trying, you know, doing all these matches and stuff, is this more about, does anyone think I'm attractive, or are people really trying to actually get matched up with people on this? Because I could see where it could become immediately like this ego boost of, I'm just going to go on there because I want to see how many people swipe right, because if it's 10, I'm okay with that. If it's 2, no. If it's 20, my day has just been made.
I think it's a little bit of all of that, you know, and it depends on the person as well. I mean, obviously it's, you know, you get a really attractive person that, you know, thinks you're attractive too or whatever, and then you go off talking. But I don't know. I think the goal maybe isn't to find somebody that you're going to marry. I don't think that is ever the goal on Tinder. But yeah, I don't know, just casual meetups and seeing what's out there, you know?
I think that it is kind of the affirmation thing. And that was part of why I tried to have the self-control to not join Tinder, was that I knew that just my personality type, I totally would get addicted to that kind of false, really shallow affirmation of like that can be, who doesn't like that? And I mean, I remember learning in a communication class that I took in college that even on Facebook, when you post a status and like with every like that you get, a certain amount of dopamine is released. Right. Like you actually do get chemically attached to that. Yeah. And so for me, like Tinder is kind of, it takes that to a whole nother level. And so I think that it is, it really is kind of an affirmation seeking thing. But I also think that nobody really would nobody complains if you do find somebody great to have in your life, you know? And I think it's kind of this safe, like, well, I'm going to join and I can go either way, you know? Like, I'm not joining this with the intention of finding something serious, but if I happen to, then, like, cherry on top.
Okay.
It's like one of those jokes that you say, and it's like, if you agree with it, then it's like, ha ha, funny. But if it doesn't work out, then you're like, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. So what, have any of you had experiences where you have actually met someone off of these apps? Has it ever gone into real time and real space?
Yes.
Okay. So how did that go? Like, was this actually, was the person, did they actually look like what their picture looked like, first of all? Because that's what I'd like to know. Because I would be all about, like, can you just doctor your photos? But I look 22, put myself out there. I'm just saying, I want to know if it's a possibility.
Mine did. I mean, yeah, I've met a couple guys off of it. I can't believe I'm admitting to this.
So these are all locals. I mean, obviously you picked a radius where you could meet these people.
Well, and it wasn't Tinder. It was the Coffee Meets Bagel one. But they were fine. I mean, they're nice guys.
So which one of you was coffee? Which one was bagel?
I have no idea. I've yet to figure that out.
I always kind of wondered what the name
of it. I have no idea. It was created. The only thing I know is that it was created by women, and it's one of the only apps out there that was actually created by women. So it's supposed to be more tailored for girls rather than guys, which maybe Tinder leans more toward the guy side. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, who did you meet, Justin? How did this come about?
I met this girl. She looked just like she did in her pictures. Mm-hmm. She did include in her bio that, you know, about her faith and everything. So I was like, oh, you know, this girl's cool. We met at a local coffee shop that we were both familiar with. And she was actually in town from California, which is where she lives. But she used to live out here in Colorado. And we just casually met and, you know, kind of hit it off and ended up getting drinks that night and then hanging out for the rest of the few months that she was in town. And it was actually cool. You know, I made a friend out of it and we still communicate sometimes on Facebook and stuff, but you know, we're not married, obviously.
So did you ever go, I mean, was it more just like you hung out casually or did you ever actually try dating?
I would say, yeah, that we actually kind of did get into the dating phase of the relationship. We both knew that it wasn't too serious because she wasn't going to move back out here to Colorado and I wasn't going to go out to California. And it was like, I mean, we both had our lives in two different places and just talking about our futures, they just didn't align. And so we just accepted it as, you know, just a casual, like, this is fun. Let's get to know each other. Let's date and let's go. Like, we did a lot of fun things together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, okay. That was about it.
Huh. Okay. So looking at this, like the whole dating app thing and thinking again of a generation of single adults using these, where would you say, like, as you talk amongst your friends, and we kind of alluded to this a little bit, but the whole, you know, dating apps, this is just fun, it's lower commitment, it's whatever. What is the talk around actually finding someone that you eventually want to marry? Is that kind of like, well, when I stop using apps, then I'm going to like find some other way to actually meet the person I'll marry? Or is it kind of like, yeah, I don't know, maybe I could marry someone or meet someone here? Or is everyone just trying everything to see what sticks? Is that, I mean, maybe that's a weird way of asking.
You got to diversify your portfolio. Right. You know? Uh-huh. So I guess you get on a couple apps here, try a couple websites here, go to mm-hmm. a few coffee shops there, you know, I mean, because mm-hmm. you never know where they'll be. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I ditched all the apps and stuff. And I don't know. I don't think people really put an expectation on that. Like, I'll look for someone I'm going to marry once I leave these casual dating apps. I think if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I don't think that somebody would say, I will not marry you or I will not seriously date you because I met you on Tinder. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't think that anybody joins them with the expectation that that's what's going to come of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of not a deal breaker either way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and for me and I know some of my friends, we go to a really small church and we work at places where there just aren't a lot of single mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, well, how else can we meet single people? So mm-hmm. yeah, that's what we do. And we all kind of laugh about it. And
yeah,
when we get marriage proposals from creepy people, we laugh about that too.
It is funny. Sometimes on the bios, like you're reading through like these girls or guys or whatever, and they're like, willing to lie on how we met, you know? Nobody wants to hear that you met on Tinder. The girl that I met on Tinder and I, we, sometimes people would ask us how we met. We would just make up, you know, some crazy, funny stories or whatever because, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know, it's just fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So turn a corner here and talk about, so as Christians who are in the dating scene, do you see anything problematic about using apps where you first and foremost are judging people based on their appearance alone? Have you ever?
I mean, I feel like I recall a verse that says that, like, man looks at the outward appearance and the Lord looks at the heart. So I think that, I mean, from the get-go, that shouldn't be the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, I do think it's important to be physically attracted to a person. And I mm-hmm. think even if you didn't meet them on an app and you met them at church or mm-hmm. in a nice Christ-centered environment, then you also wouldn't probably date somebody that you
would still judge
attractive.
Them based on their appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess
so that mm-hmm. is kind of not eliminated, I don't think, mm-hmm. either way, but
I think it depends on your attitude as well. I mean, there are people who just look for people who are hot, and there are people who look for things that they have in common. So mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on your attitude going into it more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, I mean, you can find beauty anywhere, really. And I feel like, I mean, God, you know, he is an artist and he makes beautiful things, you know. So I think to appreciate his beauty in your significant other is totally appropriate, you know. And everybody, you know, finds something different attractive than somebody else. So if you're not attractive to somebody, you're going to be attractive to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So
The thing that I think about, so I was on a business trip last week, and I I knew I was going to be on the podcast, and so I was like, okay, I'm going to join Tinder to see what this is all about, because it's geographical and I'm going to be in another state, and so nobody at home knows that I ever did this, and now I just revealed myself. But while I was in St. Louis, I did this, and so
now that guy in St. Louis who swiped
I'm so sorry, I deleted it.
Sorry guys, she's not available.
It was only an experiment,
right? But I did. It's research, Mom. Mm-hmm. It's research. Mm-hmm. So I tried out the app. And the thing that I think that kind of disappointed me the most about it, or just that I kind of felt most wrong about, was that there was just so many conversations going on at one time, you know, or that it would, because as soon as it's a match, it kind of opens up a little conversation box, and you can kind of like chat each other. And I just kind of felt weird about that, about having multiple, like giving my attention to multiple guys at the same time. I didn't really know if that was right. And then that part is kind of strange as we look back, and it used to be the norm. Like, I remember my grandma will talk to me about, she'd be like, oh, I'd be dating five guys at the same time before I'd decide to go steady with one of them. And so I guess is kind of similar to that. But now I think that our culture really, or our generation really does value monogamy, except doesn't practice it a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me you had more than one conversation going on Tinder?
Yes.
I must have been doing something wrong there.
Okay.
Right. I was only talking to one girl at a time, and it was just never worked out.
Well, she would. Those St. Louis guys, they're on it. They don't mess around.
They're all gentlemen out there.
they don't waste an opportunity. So what do y'all see as the future of these apps? I mean, do you see these hanging in for a while, or do you think more are going to be created? Or what would you say, I mean, from where could Christians see this going? How could we better use them? How could they truly be tools where, you know, it could help take some of the craziness? Because I'm sure, I mean, there are plenty of people that use them for hookups and total randomness, mm-hmm, and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably all over the place. And totally. I mean, who knows how many, I'm assuming there's some kind of patrolling going on as far as people posting nude photos and stuff like that. Surely those get taken down.
Yeah,
just like
I mean, you can report people. And
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm going to join Tinder. I'm going to be like a weird old like police person, like the person's mom.
You're going to be the chaperone.
Going to be all, I'm going to go crack into my nephew's accounts and see who they're swiping. Or I'll put myself on there and see if they swipe me. Oh, that's awkward. Oh, no. Let's pretend I didn't say that. But what do you guys see? Where is this going?
I think it's going to continue, definitely. Christian users may or may not use them, but I feel like everybody wants to be loved and to find somebody to love. And I feel like, especially going back to your first questions, like in the 20s, like I'm 28 years old, you know, and I feel like I said earlier, my biological clock is ticking. You know? I feel like when you're in your 20s and you don't, you know, have somebody lined up to marry or whatever, like you kind of want to just like jump on any bandwagon there is and hurry up and, you know, find that person. Yeah. For some reason, you feel like your life's over at 30 and you haven't found somebody, you know, that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, kind of like what Angie was saying earlier, was that it just expands your radius, mm-hmm, which is kind, mm-hmm, of nice. And so it is like once a year, I have my set workplace and my set church, and I kind of only go eat at these places, that it's, you kind of have seen who you're going to see a little bit.
Right.
And so it's nice that kind of something that I did like about Tinder was that it kind of gives you the opportunity to meet people that you, mm-hmm, wouldn't otherwise meet. And it's nice because the intention of these apps is to meet people. Like the goal on, right, Tinder is that you hopefully will have a conversation with somebody, be attracted to somebody who you would like to see in person. Whereas like Facebook, if you just like add a random person, they would be like, weirdo. No, like I have no idea who you are. You, mm-hmm. And so it just wouldn't work. And so this
and
kind of makes it like
cat memes.
Right.
Too.
Exactly. No, it's like, yeah, it's okay to meet, yeah, strangers. And mm-hmm, yeah, that's kind of a nice thing about it. So for that reason, like people like across all time periods, all generations, they want to make new friends and they want to meet new people, yeah, and have new relationships. And so I think for that reason, it's, mm-hmm, whether it stays dating apps or if it just becomes like a find new friends app, then right, yeah, I think that they'll be around.
Mm-hmm. And especially as long as it's free. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. If there's no risk, there's mm-hmm. no... Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Well, great discussion. Thanks for enlightening me as to these apps. And I think it'll be interesting to watch them and see where this goes and see. I mean, all of you out there, let us know what you think. Weigh in on the blog. What do you think? Have you used these apps? Do you think there's a place for them? Do you think there's a place for them among Christians? What does that look like? Would love for you to be part of the conversation. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.